Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
For hundreds of years, anthropologists have studied the social relationships of human beings. And none have been more confounding than what they call the Different Strokes Effect.
Get it?
Meet Jade Gulliver, a charmingly low-maintenance, amicable sci-fi fan and avid podcaster. And David Lim, a top model strutting, goldfish-loving, walking jukebox. So, can you handle the difference? Get ready for Different Strokes.
Because it takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
We're kind of like the Lana Del Rey of Joy Breakfast. Like, we've been around, we've just been really underground. But now's our mainstream moment.
I love how you did the hair flick then. Like, that was visible.
I know, the magic of radio is that you can't see me hair flicking because that was not a very good hair flick. You know, there's this massive headphone on my head.
It's pretty half-hearted, really.
Yeah, it wasn't a Pantene moment. Jade, you know what's really interesting is getting our bodies ready for this level of energy, for this level of breakfast radio realness. Mm-hmm. And this is our very first time on breakfast radio. So how did you prepare for this?
Dave, it was interesting. I've decided to reset my body clock.
And okay, because this is a little different to resetting your microwave after the power goes out.
So basically, in descending hours this week, I would get up earlier, like slightly earlier, slightly earlier, slightly earlier. And then, you know, today, of course, was the earliest. I'm not going to get up at 5 every day.
No. So you've kind of worked yourself up to it. You've, got up, what, 6 o'clock on Monday or something?
Yeah, I got up at 6. And then I got up at 6 again. No, 6:30 on Monday. Then I got up 6. See, I get up at 7 and then I'm at work by 8. I'm low maintenance. Yeah.
Natural beauty for me takes at least 2 hours. So for me to even look, you know, vaguely presentable.
That explains why you were like tweeting way too early.
That explains why I've been up since like 2 a.m.
Don't need to set an alarm. Dave's tweeting.
We were talking before about getting ready because I know a lot of people have to get up early for work. Mm-hmm. You know, people that are shift workers, especially, you know, you need to go. When you got to go, you got to go. Mm-hmm. So there's no kind of spending all this time getting ready if you've accidentally slept in for about 15, 20 minutes. Sometimes it's just not negotiable. You have to start at that time, you start at that time. So today, I made sure I got up at 4 a.m., mm-hmm. just like what Jenny said, you know, but I didn't kind of prepare for it, you know. I wasn't like you, Jade. I wasn't so organized to kind of crescendo my wake-up time up to 4 a.m. this morning. I wasn't like that. I just went to bed at 9 o'clock and I thought, this is insanity. I'm never in bed this early. So resetting my body clock, I feel like I can get away with it a little more, in a little more drastic measure.
Because what, you're younger than me?
Well, I didn't want to bring it up, you know. Let's not point out the dinosaur in the room.
But Dave, old people are always up early. Yeah, my nan, she's always up.
So now you're comparing yourself to your nan.
Well, you
this know. Is just getting better. I thought you had an extraordinarily geeky weekend, like, you know, geekier than usual at Supernova, but it turns out that you maybe felt a little overwhelmed by it all.
Yeah, well, Dave, it was quite interesting because, you know, standing in line, everyone else was dressed up. And so they were dressed up in references that I did not get. And that made me feel like, you know, I'd gone my whole life thinking that I was a bit geeky and that's where, that was my crew and that was where I fit. And then I came away thinking, maybe I'm not.
You're not seen enough.
And
that's the thing.
And then I was like, well, if I don't fit in with the non-geeks and I don't fit in with the geeks, where do I fit in? Am I like some weird middle ground?
You're beige geek, perhaps. I never thought that there were categories of geekdom. But, you know, the truth is that with Different Strokes here, with you and I, let's face it, we're both geeks and we're both nerds in our own way. Mm-hmm. I'm not about to go to some pop music convention dressed as, you know, the producer on, you know, Darren Hayes's album. Is there even such a thing?
Yeah, well, see, I felt weird about it because I was like, well, it's not for me to really, I'm not the type to dress up. I will do it in the privacy of my own home, like if there's some sort of party. But, you know, and I just thought, oh, well, you know, that, and they, it's not like they made these outfits at home, Dave. These are like professionally put together outfits. He said, yay, my favourite show is now an alarm. Loving it, guys. Oh, thanks, Kyle.
Thank you. It's nice to have people wake up to us. Most of the time I can't get guys to stay the night, let alone wake up next to me. So
now they've got no choice.
Now they've got...
One thing that you are geeky about, Dave, is RuPaul. Like, you're always spreading the gospel of Ru.
I feel like, you know, there are Jehovah's Witness people, there are Mormons, and there's me, the RuPaul missionary. I'm just one step away from knocking on your door, asking if you've heard about the gospel of Ru.
And you present some sort of book. You had me watch RuPaul's Drag Race going on 2 years ago, and I couldn't figure out why it had taken you so long to initiate your friend into...
I'm kind of a passive missionary,
yeah,
which can be taken the wrong way, I realise, but I am kind of a passive missionary. So I didn't want to, you know, physically knock on someone's door and, you know, barge in. So what I do is I spam them on Facebook.
Sarah texted in to say that her entire household owes you a debt of gratitude because your evangelism has everyone hooked on RuPaul.
You know, I feel like I'm guaranteed a seat in Ru heaven now. I'm not sure about the one you hear about in the Bible.
Are you going to sit at the right hand of Ru?
Oh, I don't know. I think that's mainly reserved for Michelle Visage. The one thing people need to realize about Jade is that a lot of people do fangirl over Beyonce.
Yeah.
Some people like them some Calendria Trine Roland. I'm one of those people.
Yeah.
But Jade is a big supporter of Michelle Williams.
Yes. Yeah.
She's a big Michelle Williams fan. You don't own any of her CDs, though.
No.
But
you... I'm not going to go that far, Dave.
You're listening to Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave. Coming up next, we're going to talk about what you can do on long flights.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm about to go on a long flight in a few months, so I need your help, you guys.
Mm-hmm. Dave, Lisa has texted in with her flight tips. And she says, my standard method of surviving long flights is to cram the phrase book of the language of wherever I'm headed. You would be surprised how much Indonesian, Thai, Italian, etc. you can take in when you are terrified of finding yourself lost and in need of sanitary products or with a broken arm in a forest. True stories.
Lisa, that is some very sage advice right there.
Obviously a very intrepid traveller too.
Yeah, correct, because she's obviously found herself in situations like that, which, let's face it, I'm no Bear Grylls. You're never going to catch me out in some sort of forest or some sort of mountainside
hiking.
You did
kind of backpack around China, so, you know, that was, you know, it was a bit lo-fi.
Yeah, it is very lo-fi by my standards. So I did backpack around China and India, and we stayed in some very interesting lo-fi or low-rent places, as, you know, we like to call it, Jade.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't consider myself to be a terribly intrepid traveller. We've got an SMS from Dean saying, fly business and then drink your way there.
Yeah.
Now that's real diva style.
Total,
I appreciate
living in the luxury.
I respond to that.
Yeah. Dave, texts are flying in with their tips.
Ha! Uh-huh. There you go again with your dad jokes.
You are.
Let me just say, you guys, there's some very wise advice here and some rather boozy ones as well.
Yes. We got a text come in from Grant from Gordon who says, hi, Dave and Jade, great to hear you on breakfast. Dave, read a book on the plane, sleep if tired, and try and stretch your legs as often as you can. Ben from St Kilda says, scotch and sleeping tablets.
Okay,
yeah.
That's almost right up my alley. I like to be conscious for most things,
yeah.
Ben. A lot of people, you know, have always asked us, oh, how'd you guys meet and all that? And I feel like, Jade, you know, our relationship is a very special one.
Yes.
you know, it's one of a gay and he's lesbian.
You and need I to want put some sort of dramatic music underneath that.
A gay and he's lesbian. Sounds like something that would be on the Ricky Lake show.
Oh, maybe.
But we met ages ago at another community radio station where we piloted Different Strokes, Jade. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And who was it that brought us together, really? Which pop artist that we bonded over before any other?
Well, it was actually Lenny, the lead singer of Aqua.
How random.
Yeah, I know, because I was working as a producer at the time and I was editing an interview and I heard you play like her solo career track that was only released in Asia at the time or something like that. And I was like, and then we started talking about it. And then from there, Different Strokes happened.
You know, and Aqua was in town recently and I so regretted not being able to go to Lena and say, you know what, your solo album, even though it sold 5 copies, your solo album, you know, brought Jade and I together.
It was responsible for so much more.
Now, Sophia Lisbeck is an artist that I absolutely love. And Jade, you kind of like to prod me about it.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people don't get why I love Sophia Lisbeck so much.
Well, yeah, and she's got a bit of a cult. You know, she's like Michelle Williams for us, really.
Going to London, I do have this secret longing that I might maybe run into her at Topshop or at the Tube, maybe. Do you think Sophia Lisbeck takes the Tube?
I think she does. Didn't she tweet about being on the Tube and that's where we got the idea that she was kind of riding around, maybe doing solo performances, keeping it real?
You know, I know it's a recession and I know times are tough, but Sophia Lisbeck, do not be busking on the Tube.
Wouldn't you just love to be just sitting on like the train car on your way in, you're commuting in, and suddenly SEB walks out and it's Murder on the Dance Floor? Like, wouldn't that be an amazing experience?
I will probably wet myself and that will probably be like a gay pride party right then and there in that carriage. I know us gays are prepared for such situations.
Yeah, that's when the utility belt comes in handy.
We have utility belts with confetti, glitter, anything of that sort, you know, when
the time
comes.
I'm sure there's a disco ball or some sort of like wind machine as well.
Yes, we got to come prepared.
We had another text come in that says, so happy to hear you guys on the way to work. Hoping I get stuck in traffic so I can listen to you guys more.
Be careful what you wish for, Andrew.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.